Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, February 16. Coming up, national identification and registration regulations to be tabled in Parliament by September. More programs targeting unattached youth to come on stream this year, and government investing $6 million to improve student attendance. The news in detail after the break.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Now the news. The National Identification and Registration Authority regulations will be developed and tabled in the House of Representatives by September 2018. The regulations will accompany the act of the same name passed in Parliament last year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen says the regulations form part of a list of initiatives for the government under the National Identification System NIDS for the 2018-2019 legislative year.
Other initiatives for this year include 1. The acquisition of a national identification system to meet the business needs of the government of Jamaica and the private sector, the continuation of the digitization of the records of the Registrar General's Department, the development of processes to link the records of births and deaths to prevent identity theft.
The Governor General was delivering the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament on Thursday. He notes that this legislative year will also see the start of the transformation of the Registrar General's Department, RGD, into the National Identification and Registration Authority, NIRA. Meanwhile, the Governor General says the government is looking to scale up programs targeting unattached youth for the 2018-2019 legislative year. He says the administration remains concerned about the levels of unemployment among women and youth, despite the last fiscal year recording the lowest level of unemployment over the past 10 years. The administration has already tested the model of engaging unattached youths in a program of learning, earning, giving back to country through service, and saving while working legs.
The virtual economy presents a unique and attractive opportunity for creative young Jamaicans to access employment opportunities globally. Jamaica is particularly well poised to take advantage of this opportunity due to our geographical and cultural proximity to the outsourcing markets of the Western Hemisphere.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The government is investing nearly $6 million to implement the School Days Count initiative, a component of the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education Path. School Days Count is an incentive program aimed at increasing secondary school attendance among PATH beneficiaries. It will offer a range of cash and non-cash incentives to parents and schools to boost student turnout. Labor and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson says $4 million will be spent during the first year of the program and another $1.9 million in the second year.
We hope to accomplish a dramatic shift in attitudes so that PATH beneficiaries and the rest of the school population will be motivated to attend school 100% of all the days. We hope to increase the compliance by 10% in schools with less than 70% compliance by June 2018.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the recent launch of the School Days Count initiative. The two-year initiative will be rolled out February to April in 34 institutions that have below 70% attendance levels. And Minister Robinson is encouraging parents whose children are beneficiaries of the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH to ensure the students are regularly attending school. Children aged 6 to 18 years are expected to maintain a minimum school attendance record of 85% while engaged with PATH.
Our social safety net assessments have indicated that a child with an annual 85% attendance would still have missed the equivalent of up to 6 weeks of classes or 180 lessons. It follows, therefore, that the onus is on all parents, caregivers, guardians to ensure that their children attend school at all times.
Labor and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.